Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over what causes that purple dust that you may find in your pool. You may notice it on your cleaner hoses or around your floater or inside your skimmer. So I'm going to go over some of the causes, or actually the primary cause of that purple dust in your pool. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963. Providing quality products and services to make pool care easy, and solutions and expertise to do it right. So this can be a common problem that you find in a pool. If you do service, or if you're just opening your pool for the season, you may see purple on your walls of your pool, the step areas, especially on the cleaner hoses, and if you have like a floater in the skimmer, for sure, on the weir gate, and you're going to see this purple dust, and it doesn't really brush off the pool very well. You may think maybe that someone was playing with chalk and it blew into the pool. And that's kind of like the texture that it looks like chalk on the pool. You can sometimes rub it off the automatic cleaner, head of the cleaner, but sometimes the hoses, it won't come off too well. If you have a Polaris type cleaner, you can take it off the hoses pretty easily, but then it'll reappear the next week. And so you may be wondering what causes all this purple dust in the pool. And in the industry, it's called copper cyanate. And, of course, by the name of it, you can distinguish that it's a combination of copper in the water and cyanuric acid. So the copper cyanate is a combination of having high cyanuric acid and a high copper level. And these two elements will react to each other, causing the purple dust. Now, the cyanuric acid level usually has to be over 100 parts per million. And the copper level in the pool, if it tests anywhere over 0.5, that's going to be a problem causing the purple dust if the cyanuric acid level gets over 100 parts per million. So it's a combination of high cyanuric acid. So you can typically have a cyanuric acid level of 200 or 300, and you won't see the purple dusting until some form of copper is introduced into the water. And this also can be exacerbated or made worse if the pH gets over 7.8, 8.0. I see this happening in some cases when the pH is out of range, and also when the alkalinity is really high, you'll see the purple dusting appear in the pool and start to form on the walls and on the cleaner and things of that nature. You also find it inside the cartridges, on top of the cartridges, on that plastic part. It'll coat the DE grids, so it'll get all over the place basically in the pool. If you have a copper level above 0.5 and a cyanuric acid level above 100. So how does the copper get in the pool? Well, the copper can be introduced through algicides, which is the most common. I've seen the overuse of copper algicides. I don't recommend using copper algicides if you can avoid it. And if you overuse them, you can add a residual copper level to the water. Could get in from the plumbing. If there's copper pipe underground, it could also cause the copper level in the pool to go up as the copper kind of bleeds into the water. It can also be from using mineral technologies like PoolRx or the Frog or the Nature 2. If there's an existing copper level in the pool before you use these products, the copper could drop out. Even though the copper is cellulated to the PoolRx, for instance, if there's a high copper level in the pool already, adding the PoolRx could cause the copper level to get to a point where it can't retain it and it'll drop out into the water, if that makes any sense. So any way that copper is introduced to the pool, you would want to investigate that. If it's the fill water, if it's some kind of mineral technology that you're using like the Frog or the Nature 2 or the PoolRx, could be an ionizer like the Remington Solar, anything like that could add copper to your water above 0.5 parts per million. And this could cause the cyanuric acid level in your pool, if it's above 100, to start causing this purple dust. And it could be pretty instantaneous. It could be from 1 week to another. If the pH is in range and the alkalinity is in range, but then it starts drifting up, you may notice the purple dust starting to form on the steps or the cleaner hose or in the skimmer, and it could start to get even worse until the whole pool surface is covered, as far as the walls and the step areas and everything in the pool has this purple dust on it. And of course, the next question would be, well, how do you get rid of it? Number one, you want to get rid of the copper in the pool and get rid of the high cyanuric acid level in the pool. And the easiest way to do both of these, is to drain the pool. So if you have a cyanuric acid level of 100 parts per million, draining half your pool water will bring it down to 50. And if your cyanuric acid level is at 200, draining your pool down halfway will bring it down to 100, which is still too high. So you have to probably drain all the water out of a pool if the cyanuric acid level is 200 or above. And as far as the copper, draining the pool water will, of course, get rid of the copper in the pool. So if you do a partial drain, a lot of the copper, depending on how much is in there, will leave the pool with the drain. And then the remainder of it, you can try using a sequestering agent with the Sealator 4.0. And that'll draw out the rest of the copper in the water. And you will see the purple dust actually kind of disappear before your eyes. It's not instantaneous, but over a course of 3 or 4 weeks, you're going to see the purple dust actually disappear if you eliminate the high cyanuric acid. And if you eliminate the copper in the water, the purple dusting will disappear. And I suppose you could just treat the copper in the water and get rid of it, and then the purple dusting will also disappear. However, if your cyanuric acid level is above 100, I really recommend draining down the pool to get rid of both the high cyanuric acid and the copper. And then you want to isolate where the copper is coming from. I mentioned some of the sources that it may be coming from. You want to stop using any kind of copper algicide in your pool. You want to make sure the copper level is below 0.5 before you use any kind of mineral technology like the Pool RX type device. And you want to try to keep your cyanuric acid, of course, below 80 parts per million would be optimal. The ideal range is 30 to 50 parts per million. But as it gets over 100 and there's copper in the water, the purple dusting will return again. So you want to make sure that you eliminate the source of the purple dusting. And one of the key factors, of course, is high cyanuric acid in the pool. Anything over 100 typically will cause the purple dusting to form if there's any copper of substantial level introduced into the pool water. And you may try ascorbic acid. You may try some stain removers. You could try all kinds of things to get rid of it. And I can pretty much guarantee you none of that's going to work. You're just wasting your money. You might as well just save your money, drain your pool partially, add the water to it, and pay for the water, versus paying for any kind of product that may try to get the stain off. Nothing's going to work. You're going to try using so many different things. Believe me, I've tried different things as experiments to see if they would work. And nothing you can actually add to the water is going to solve this problem. You're just going to have to eliminate the source of the purple dust, which is the high copper level and the high cyanuric acid level. And again, once you drain the pool partially or completely, you're going to see the purple dust definitely disappear. It's not a permanent thing. It's just a reaction from the high cyanuric acid and high copper levels in the pool. And if you see a customer, if you take over an account, if you do service, or if you just bought a house with this problem, you can identify it pretty easily because it doesn't brush off the walls. And it can rub off certain objects, again, like a floater. Or if you have an automatic cleaner, you can rub the purple dust off. And therefore, you're going to know that it's the copper cyanate that's causing the problem. And it's not kids playing with chalk by the pool. Some customers think that maybe their kids were playing with chalk and it caused that problem. It's not the case. It's definitely this reaction. And I can pretty much guarantee that the cure is very simple. Partial or full drain of the pool and you'll have no more purple dusting or purple dust. And in case you're wondering how your pool cyanuric acid level got above 100 or 200 parts per million, the 3-inch trichlor tablets, half the weight of those tablets are cyanuric acid. And so if you're using 10 pounds of tablets, you know, in a couple of months, you're adding 5 pounds of cyanuric acid to your pool, and this will definitely raise your cyanuric acid level above 100 parts per million pretty rapidly. And so to prevent the high cyanuric acid from returning to your pool after a partial drain and refill, you want to use your tablets sparingly, and you want to use alternate chlorine that doesn't have cyanuric acid in it, like liquid chlorine or Cal Hypo, and you want to use that as your primary sanitizer and use the tablets as a secondary sanitizer to keep a residual level in the pool. but overusing the tablets will definitely add cyanuric acid to the pool. And then again, I mentioned earlier, find out the source of the copper that's getting into the water. Eliminate that source, and I found that the Sealator 4.0 used along with the Jack's Magic Pink Stuff is a good combination of getting the copper out of the water. It may take up to 60 days for the copper to be absorbed or removed, I would say, by the Sealator 4.0, but it will be effective in getting the copper out of the water as long as you're not reintroducing more copper into the water. So if you don't want the purple dusting at all, keep your cyanuric acid level within ideal range, which is 30 to 50 parts per million, and keep your copper level, of course, at zero, and you won't have any purple dusting in your pool. And if you're looking for more pool care resources, definitely check out my website, swimmingprolearning.com. I have an ebook available for $9.99, plus there's a lot of helpful web pages there. And if you do a service for a living and you want to improve your business, or you're just starting out, definitely check out my coaching program. There's a lot of great benefits there, including the ability to text me and call me. And there's also a discount on your liability insurance as a member. So you can check that out and learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.